the same. I can't even stand up for myself. I've created my own hell. I'm afraid of what I've become. Years go by and I've done nothing. My heart has been busting. My parents don't even remember my name.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Long. Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Starting us off with a good banger there. That was Slade there with Ready to Explode from back in 1983. And certainly one of the longer songs that I think Slade ever did in their discography, especially as part of the British glam rock scene in the 70s. Most of their stuff was certainly the pop single format, so between 3 and 4 minutes. And it was a style that they mastered and kept with, even though their musical style changed a little bit as the years went on. But come the early 80s, bass player and primary songwriter, especially on the music side of things, Jim Lee was starting to want to branch out a little bit, and a couple of those early 80s Slade records found him stretching out a little bit in terms of composition and writing a song, well, like Ready to Explode there, that clocks in at a little over 8.5 minutes. So a good way to start the show off tonight. Definitely does not lose intensity, so definitely not boring. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, of course, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU, following Mr. Ryan Trush and Lipstick and Leather. What we are going to hear tonight here on this Friday night, we're going to spin some music from a band called Tuff, and they came out in the very early 90s, right at the tail end of the whole 80s pop metal boom, and put out one album before the onset of alternative rock, and then put actually out a second full length, there was an EP in the middle there, in the mid-90s, 1995, so we're talking... certainly not a welcoming climate for so-called hair bands, and quite frankly, a lot of those bands, that the ones that were still able to make music in the mid-90s, really changed their sound. Tuff, not so much. They pardon the pun, toughened up the sound a little bit, but still had a lot of fun putting out, certainly sounded like anyway, a lot of fun putting out a very fun rock record. So we're going to spin something off of their second release called Religious Fix on tonight's show. We're going to go back a few years now, a couple of years, back to 2016. Cheap Trick came back with a really, really good record that year called Bang Zoom Crazy Hello, and so we'll spin something off of that, and in the classic power pop mold, going to play some Badfinger as well. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Questions, comments, song requests, please do shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. It's glamrocks@luradio.ca. All right, speaking of pop metal bands who, well, kind of really sort of disappeared a little bit in the 90s, at least in terms of putting out new studio records, they did maintain a live following when they could, although Tom Kiefer, lead singer, has had a lot of problems over the years with his voice, and that has kind of caused Cinderella, when they're a functioning entity, to sort of be... working and then not, and then working and then not. But their debut record came out in 86 called Night Songs. Did very well for them. Certainly put them in contention with sort of the second wave of pop metal acts that came out in Bon Jovi's wake. And in fact, John Bon Jovi was played no small part in getting these guys noticed. So we're going to go back to that debut called Night Songs, and a single that did very, very well for the band. It's called Shake Me. Here it is on Glam Rocks, CILU 102.7 FM.
Shake me, oh, got to see Mike turn some heads tonight. The flashlight dreams, peaches and cream delight. Roxy Rosa. Mop-up job, she gets bubblegum on her knees. Between the seats, sometimes she'll pass you the keys. Roxy Rosa. Ooh, Roxy Rosa. Your nail took far more than his share. Roxy joined the syndicate knowing it wasn't fair. Roxy Roller. Ooh, Roxy Roller.
Off of their 1995 release, A Religious Fix, here is Tough with I Like What I See here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Ah!
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. I love the drum sound on that record, and that song especially. Just cannons, absolute cannons. That was Lee Aaron there with Head Above Water off of 84's Metal Queen. Probably one of, well, definitely one of her better-known records. I was going to say probably her best-known. Maybe not, though. Body Rock, I know, in the later 80s, had a couple of pretty big hits on it here in Canada. Not sure to the extent outside of the wonderful title track, what else Metal Queen produced in the public consciousness. But regardless, she had a pretty good run throughout the 1980s. It's still back around these days. Took a little bit of a break from hard rock in the 90s and into the new millennium, but has returned doing some shows and may even have put something out as well. We also heard, who else did we hear in there? We heard Tough in there with I Like What I See off of 95's Religious Fix. We heard Crash Kelly covering a Canadian glam rock classic. No, that was not the Sweeney Todd original of Roxy Roller. That was Sean Kelly and company doing a fantastic cover of that. Crash Kelly is back. Sean has gotten some of his cohorts back together, and they have a new single out too, which I really should get my hands on and get going on the show here. It is really, really good, and if he can come back with another full record, I would be very happy man for that. And we also heard Cinderella with their classic, one of their classic singles from Night Songs back in '86. We heard Shake Me. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, of course, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Make sure you do stay tuned. We got plenty of good music coming your way in the back half of the show, the B-side, if you will, and we'll kick that off with some Killer Dwarfs.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theater, bringing a revolutionary season of live theater to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheater.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
We'll be right back.
Thunder Bay's campus and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. A little bit of a classic there from the early 80s. That was Toronto there with Even the Score and the Killer Dwarfs, starting off our second half with Bite the Hand That Feeds off of 85's Stand Tall. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you. Great to have you along for the ride, as always. So part of Hair-Raising Fridays, and just a great way to get you into the weekend. 60 minutes of good time rock and roll on this show. Ryan Trush holds down 6 to 8 prior to this show's airing. So between the two of us, plenty of hard rock to wind up the work week and wind up the weekend. Going to keep moving right along here with some Cheap Trick. And back in 2016, the band, I don't say they got back together, because, I mean, really, Cheap Trick has kind of stayed an entity, especially on the touring side of things. But the band was going through a bit of a turmoil behind the scenes. Bunny Carlos, the stalwart, longtime drummer, officially exited the band to be replaced by Rick Nielsen's son, Dax. And Dax, obviously, was getting broken in on the live scene for a number of years. But they really hadn't gone into studio to record anything new in quite some time, at least certainly not a studio album. That finally came in 2016 with Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. And they worked with put out a great record, putting it together with producer Julian Raymond. And Julian, I know, pops up on some of the songwriting as well. But they really came back with a bang, and it's sounds like Cheap Trick. They've gone through different phases in their career, but there was kind of that bedrock always underneath it. So we're going to spin something off of that. It was actually the single that preempted the album's release, and certainly got me excited and got me to go and buy the record, and the rest of it's really, really good too. So here is Cheap Trick from back in 2016 with No Direction Home here on Glam Rocks, CILU 102.7 FM.
Now problem, we are aware that many of your children share. But we've developed new techniques. The process takes about 2 weeks. It's based upon an electric shock, a daily dose of microwatts. And
Thunder Bay's Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. In my opinion, one of the most underrated hard rock bands of the 70s. That was Stars there with a Violation, and they were around in the latter part of the decade. I believe their debut came out in about 75 or 76, and had several more albums by the early-ish 80s. Really formative, I think, sound for a lot of what would come in the 1980s. A lot of people, of course, point to Kiss, Alice Cooper, some of the British bands, you know, even the New York Dolls a little bit, but more for the image. But Stars, I think, is a band that was hugely popular among hard rock fans, and some of those hard rock fans went on to start their own hard rock bands come the 1980s and subsequent decades. So Stars' records, well worth checking out. I believe 5 studio records during their run there, and I have not heard all of them, but I've heard 4, and I believe there is a 5th. But anyway, really, really fantastic stuff. Very much a blueprint for what a lot of rock music come the 1980s would sound like. We also heard Kill for Thrills in there with Rockets and Cheap Trick off of 2016's Bang Zoom Crazy. Hello, No Direction Home. Well, hopefully you have plenty of directions home. I'm going to wrap up the show here tonight. Of course, have a great weekend, a safe weekend, and as we head into another week here, so hopefully the weekend treats you well. And we're going to take you out with a classic here from Badfinger, going back all the way to 1970 in the No Dice record. Here is the classic Power Popsters with No Matter What. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you in 7 days.